2.4. Act 3, Scene 1.
How do you do, Mrs. Higgins? Mr. Higgins told me I might come.
Quite right. I'm very glad indeed to see you.
How do you do, Miss Doolittle?
Colonel Pickering, is it not?
I feel sure we have met before, Miss Doolittle. I remember your eyes.
How do you do?
My daughter, Clara.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I've certainly had the pleasure.
My son, Freddy.
How do you do?
Will it rain, do you think?
The shallow depression in the west of these islands is likely to move slowly in an easterly direction. There are no indications of any great change in the barometrical situation.
How awfully funny.
What is wrong with that, young man? I bet I got it right.
Killing.
I'm sure I hope it won't turn cold. There's so much influenza about. It runs right through our whole family regularly every spring.
My aunt died of influenza, so they said. But it's my belief they done the old woman in.
Done her in?
Yes. Lord love you. Why should she die of influenza? She come through diphtheria right enough the year before. I saw her with my own eyes. Fairly blue with it she was. They all thought she was dead. But my father, he kept ladling gin down her throat till she came to so sudden that she bit the bowl off the spoon.
Dear me.
What call would a woman with that strength in her have to die of influenza? What become of her new straw hat that should have come to me? Somebody pinched it. And what I say is, them as pinched it done her in.
What does doing her in mean?
Oh, that's the new small talk. To do a person in means to kill them.
You surely don't believe that your aunt was killed.
Do I not? Them she lived with would have killed her for a hat pin, let alone a hat.
But it can't have been right for your father to pour spirits down her throat like that. It might have killed her.
Not her. Gin was mother's milk to her. Besides, he'd poured so much down his own throat that he knew the good of it.
Do you mean that he drank?
Drank? My word, something chronic.
How dreadful for you.
Not a bit. It never did him no harm, what I could see. And always more agreeable when he had a drop in. When he was out of work, my mother used to give him 4 pence and tell him to go out and not come back until he drank himself cheerful and loving-like. There's lots of women has to make their husbands drunk to make them fit to live with. Here, what are you sniggering at?
The new small talk. You do it so awfully well.
Have I said anything I oughtn't?
Not at all, Miss Doolittle.
Well, that's a mercy anyhow. What I always say is... Well, I must go. So pleased to have met you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Colonel Pickering.
Goodbye, Miss Doolittle.
Goodbye, all.
Are you walking across the park, Miss Doolittle? If so...
Walk? Not bloody likely. I'm going in a taxi.